Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I'd stick my neck out for nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
And the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and yes, I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Today, lots of boxing and MMA to mix into this 1 hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, last night, Floyd Mayweather, still undefeated, 43-0, a unanimous winner in 12 rounds of our very game, but outgunned Miguel Cotto. So we'll talk about that fight. We'll talk about the Sugar Shane Mosley Saul Alvarez fight. We'll talk about UFC 3 on Fox TV last night. That was a great, great fight. I'm talking about Nate Diaz prevailing over Jim Miller. I mean, I got all kinds of things to talk about, both in boxing and MMA. So if you'd like to join us, we do have toll-free phone lines coast to coast. They are 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're doing a live broadcast right now at facebook.com/ringtalk. So if you want to watch the actual show live from the studios here in lovely San Francisco, you can by going to facebook.com/ringtalk.com. Wonderful evening last night, spending with Lenny Williams, Ben Batista, the president of the Northern California Amateur Boxers Association. Of course, it was great to see Benny. Lenny was cool. Lenny's wife was great. We had a great time. The food was good. The atmosphere was good. And, of course, the fights were good as well. So lots of stuff to talk about today on your Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Once again, our toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ringtalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and of course live on the cable radio network, worldwide on the internet. And of course right now we're live on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Hit the Ustream button. Watch the live video from the studios here in the city by the gay, San Francisco, California. Well, first of all, I want to talk about Floyd Mayweather. I think Floyd Mayweather is the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now. I don't think that Manny Pacquiao, if you gave him a tennis racket, could hit Floyd Mayweather in the ass. It's not going to happen. I mean, when this fight does happen, Manny Pacquiao is able to get by Tim Bradley on June the 9th, of course, remember, he was going to fight Floyd Mayweather last night, May the 5th, that's what he said in January, but then Floyd was going to jail, so since Joe Floyd was going to jail, Manny couldn't fight him, right? Then 3 days later, the judge gives Floyd Mayweather a reprieve, says he doesn't have to report for this incarceration, which I don't think will last longer than 30 days. I really don't. I mean, it takes a lot of money to put a high-profile person in jail because you've got to protect them and things like that, so I really don't think that they're going to put Mayweather in jail for that long, 30 days, 45 days. Maybe not even that long. What'd they put Lindsay Lohan in jail for? Like a day and a half, something like that? Britney Spears, what did she spend, like half a day in jail? So when celebrities go to jail, it's usually not for a long time. I know this is a domestic violence issue where he took the girl, his ex-girlfriend or the mother of his child, took her telephone and tore it apart, which is, could be construed as a federal crime, and he lumped her up a little bit, at least verbally, not physically. And, of course, he pled guilty to that, and that's why he's going to the slammer on June the 1st. But the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao said he'd fight Floyd Mayweather May the 5th, but Floyd was going to jail. And then when he found out that Floyd wasn't going to jail, Manny went mute. He turned into Marcel Marceau, the world-famous mime. He didn't say a word for a month and a half. Then his promoter, Bob Arum, you know, Bob, I'm talking out my ass, Arum, the admitted felon himself, whose gravestone should read, "I was lying yesterday, but today I'm telling the truth." And that's what he told us, the media, back in the 1980s. I kid you not. That was his exact quote. "Yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth." That should be on his gravestone. But the bottom line is, Bob Arum doesn't want to fight. Why? Because, as I said earlier, Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, it's a mismatch. It's not even a real fight. It's a mismatch. Floyd will win every minute of every round against Manny Pacquiao. In fact, I'll tell you like this. I've only bet on two fights in the last 15 years. One of them's Bernard Hopkins stopping Oscar De La Hoya. I thought that was a given. I thought that Andre Ward winning the Super 6 tournament, I thought that was a given as well. I only bet on sure things. Ask my ex-girlfriends. They'll tell you. I beat them out of more quarters. We used to bet for quarters. I beat them out of more quarters. They never won a bet with me. I only bet on sure things. And I'm telling you right now, the betting on Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao would be like stealing money. And I'm sorry to say this. I know people over in the Philippines are listening to the show right now in those internet cafes in Manila, and they're stomping and beating their fists on the computer keyboard and this and that. But straight up, Floyd Mayweather should be arrested again. He should be put in jail. He should go to prison for domestic violence if he were to fight Manny Pacquiao. Okay, let's go back to last night's fight. Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather and Miguel Cotto. Floyd was a winner in unanimous decision in 12 rounds. I think two judges had it 9-2. One judge had it 9-2. Take that back. Three judges gave him, two judges gave him three rounds. One judge gave him two rounds, talking about Cotto. I gave Cotto two rounds. There were a lot of rounds that were close. Cotto was in the fight. He was in a lot of the rounds, but he just didn't win a lot of the rounds, okay? So Mayweather won going away. Mayweather got a bloody nose, and he got a bloody lip. And, oh, they were making a big deal about this on television. Look, this is boxing, okay? I mean, I couldn't understand why these guys were making such a big deal about it. Jim Lampley, Larry Merchant, Emmanuel Stewart. It wasn't a big deal. I've had a bloody nose in my time, and I've won fights with a bloody nose. It's not like the end of the world. They were acting like this was the end of the world, like, you know, this was it. The sun wasn't coming up tomorrow morning because Floyd Mayweather had a bloody nose, okay? Well, that wasn't the case. Mayweather dominated Miguel Cotto last night. And the power punches thrown, as far as style was concerned, as far as defense was concerned. I mean, Cotto had this peekaboo defense where he kept his hands up held high, and which was good because that prevented a lot of shots from landing. But Floyd was able to land this right hand, this sneaky right hand, the sort of like overhand sneaky right hand, and he landed it time and time again. He landed uppercuts. He landed occasional lead left hooks. I mean, Cotto did his thing. He tried to do his thing. He tried to impose his will. He just couldn't against superior athletes. So that's where that fight was at. Cotto loses for the third time now with 30 knockouts. I think he's like 34 and 3 with 30 KOs. A good fighter, but just not in Floyd Mayweather's league. Sorry. This is the way it is. Nobody is right now. Saul Alvarez was winner last night. I think he beat Floyd. He beat Sugar Shane Mosley like into a state of dementia. If Mosley wasn't suffering from punch drunk syndrome before the fight, he's definitely suffering from it now, and he's probably feeling the effects this morning. He's probably swollen up like a grape. But you know, come 8 or 10 years from now, this is where this fight will really take its place as far as its hold and Floyd Shane Mosley's life. I mean, it's gonna have an effect, a Muhammad Ali like effect. I mean, you know, why Nassim Richardson didn't stop this fight after the 10th round when it was like a rout. I mean, we're talking a rout, folks. He was just getting his clock cleaned by Saul Alvarez. Round after round, body shots, head shots. I mean, Mosley had nothing to give back, nothing in return. Little pity-pat punches here and there, but nothing of significance, okay? There was no reason to allow his man to take that kind of a beating. You just don't do that. And that's what's wrong with boxing. I mean, you know, he wasn't going to knock out Alvarez. There was no way. If he had a billy club, he couldn't have knocked out Alvarez last night. Okay? Seriously, if he had a billy club, he couldn't. A lead pipe wouldn't have done it. He wasn't going to win that fight. And after 9 or 10 rounds of taking a horrendous beating, his corner man, Nassim Richardson, who says he's all for the fighter, he should have said, you know what, man? We got to pull the plug on this one. He should have turned around and told the referee, you know what? My guy's had enough. I know Shane would have been upset about that, but you know what? Tough. Let him be upset about it. At least in 10 years from now, he'll be able to tie his own shoes and wipe the drool off his face and things like that. You know, I've seen Joe Lewis. I've seen Muhammad Ali. I've seen Wilfred Benitez. There are other guys that were classic examples of why I did not turn professional. I mean, people say to me, you had a stellar amateur career. Why didn't you turn pro? Well, I thought about it in 84. And some people laid some money on a table down at Original Joe's restaurant here in San Francisco. They laid some money down, a 2-year contract that was going to pay me for 2 years a certain amount of money. And I was going to get to keep 65% of my fights as far as the purses were concerned and things like that. But, you know, I mean, I looked at guys that on the decline. And I remember the first boxer I ever met, his name was Frankie Click. At one time, he beat Kid Chocolate for the World Super Lightweight Championship. And he was punch drunk, and he was an old drunk himself, and he was laying in the gutter on Cortland Avenue when I was growing up in the 60s. And my father used to tell me, this is what happens when you take too many punches. So I learned from that. I mean, he who fails to learn from history is a fool. Okay, I learned from history. I looked at guys. I mean, currently, I mean, there are guys that I grew up with, Johnny Nava. He's going to get upset about this, but he was a middleweight out of Pacifica, California. I mean, he used to spin like a 45 record. Okay, now he spins like a 33 record. Okay, a little bit slower. Not the fastest guy in the world. Not the guy that I originally met before he turned pro. After 19 pro fights and the lickings that he took, even in fights he won, he took a beating. It just wasn't worth it. The residual effects of professional boxing are sometimes terminal, but they're permanent. It's not like you recover from being punch drunk. It's not like you recover your reflexes. It's not like you can get rid of that shuffle in your legs. It's not like you can get stopped from walking on your ankles or on your toes or this and that. It's just, it's non-reversible. And I realized that, and that's why I didn't turn pro. And Mosley, if he's smart, he's got that 21-year-old girlfriend now. You know, she's a hot-looking lady. I didn't see her on TV last night, but she's a killer. If he's smart, he would just spend his time with her. Forget about boxing. He'll probably try to box again. You know, I mean, these guys don't give up until they get laid out. That's just the way it is. I mean, even Ali. Ali had to get annihilated by Larry Holmes and then lose to Trevor Burbick in 1981, losing to Holmes in 1980. But he had to get lit up before he left. Joe Louis had to get knocked out of the ring by Rocky Marciano. I can go on and on and on. In fact, the only two guys I could think of that have gotten out of the game with their brains intact and undefeated were Joe Cal Slappy. I mean, Joe Calzaghe of Wales. He was the super middleweight WBO champion. He had like 15, 16 defenses, something like that. And then, of course, the great Rocky Marciano, 49-0. He got out of the game. Said he had a bad back, but the bottom line is I think he saw Sonny Liston on the horizon and realized that he couldn't beat that monster, so he bowed out. But the bottom line was these guys got out when they were undefeated. They still had all their marbles within them. You know, and some guys, there are guys that can take horrendous beatings and still continue to be somewhat lucid and intelligent and do the crossword puzzle of the New York Times like Jerry Corey used to do. And, you know, Carmen Basilio, the great Carmen Basilio, who took a licking from Ray Robinson on a couple of occasions. He's still very, very clear in his voice. His memory is good. Jake LaMotta, he's the oldest, I think, ex-world champion in the world. He's got to be like 83 years old. He can still talk a good game. George Chavallo, he took beatings from just about every heavyweight in the 70s and the late 60s, as you can imagine. He can take a beating. He took a beating, and he can still talk a good game. He's a great interview in this and that. But these are exceptions to the rule. And Sugar Shane Mosley is not the exception to the rule. He will be the rule. He will be the guy in 10 years from now when you see him. He'll be acting like Bobby Giacone, like some cartoon character at a fight card. It's just not pretty. It's really not a pretty scene. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world, boxing and MMA. Speaking of boxing, next up we'll have Jeff Mayweather, the brother of Floyd Mayweather Sr. and Roger Mayweather, who trains Floyd Mayweather Jr. and, of course, the uncle of Floyd Jr. And then about 35 minutes past the hour, we'll be joined by UFC fighter I'm talking about, the great King Kyle Kingsbury. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Louis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis's brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. You ran the right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine, old Joe. Okay. Joe Louis has just been pulled out by Harry Balow. And if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey if he isn't in too bad condition.
The greatest Joe Louis line I ever heard was when Joe had that soda called Punch Soda. He had his own soda, the Joe Louis Punch Soda. They asked him on TV one time, "Hey, Joe, what's your favorite soda?" He goes, "Coca-Cola." What an idiot. You're tuned to Ring. I'm just kidding. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. MMA coming up at 35 minutes past the hour. Right now, we'll take it to Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm bringing one of my favorite guys, one of the best trainers in the world, a great personality, a great person, and what can I say? Can't give him any more accolades better than that. I'm talking about Jeff Mayweather. What's up, big time, Jeff?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing all right, man. So what's life like this morning, man? I thought Floyd looked spectacular last night.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought that he gave the fans they wanted to see. But at the same time, a lot of times with Floyd being so dominant and being, you know, so ahead of the game in most cases, that people have a tendency to give a person a whole lot more clear than they deserve when he's in the fight that's half more competitive.
Well, you know what blew my mind was that Larry Merchant and Jim Lampley and Emmanuel Stewart, not Emmanuel, but the other two, were making a big deal of the fact that Floyd had a bloody nose. I mean, they were acting like it was the end of the world. I mean, like the sun wasn't going to come up tomorrow morning or something. It was like mind-boggling, and they kept repeating over and over and over again, "Big deal, this is boxing."
Right, exactly.
You know? Anyway, I think that Floyd, again, made the statement last night that if he were to fight Manny Pacquiao, that the Las Vegas police should arrest Floyd after the fight for domestic violence, because I think if you gave Manny Pacquiao a tennis racket, he couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the butt with it. So if that fight's ever going to happen, first of all, does Tim Bradley have a decent shot at beating Manny Pacquiao on June the 9th?
Well, I mean, he's very solid, and I think that he does have a chance. But realistically, I don't think that he will get the decision. So at the end of the day, he probably doesn't really have a realistic chance. He's not a puncher.
Yeah, he only got 12 KOs and like 24 wins. So, and plus, he's coming up from 140 pounds. But if Manny Pacquiao were to lose, this would have been the biggest mistake probably in the history of Bob Arum. I mean, as far as blowing big time money fights.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah, if he loses, that definitely would be the case. So, how's Celestino Caballero doing?
He's doing real well, and basically, he's already here in Vegas, and we started, but we haven't really, we're not just basically keeping in shape and just weight down a little bit. And until I guess now we finally have a solid date, so we can start really actually training where we should.
Okay, so who's he gonna fight next?
Mickey Garcia.
Okay, now what does Garcia bring to the dance?
Garcia's he's a solid fighter. He's kind of like a Tim Bradley, but I mean, he's a guy that very strong, physically strong, but very one dimensional. I mean, he just comes in, and tries to overpower you. But I mean, we're looking forward to that fight, though. I think that's a very, very, very winnable fight, and and to be honest, as long as Seth still has his legs. Has the legs under him? No, I think we have no problem at all with him.
Okay, so is this Roberto Garcia's brother?
Yes.
All right, I watched a kid on TV, and I thought he was about as green as Mexican guacamole, and I thought that putting him in the putting him in the championship fight at this state of the game, I thought it was sort of sacrificing him a little bit early, but, I guess that's the way they want to play it.
Well, I think with the fact that with him beating Concepcion, I guess, and the politics of boxing, so, he's been thrust into that position, and so being that he's thrust into that position, he's the guy that, we have to fight.
Okay. Last question for you before I let you go. Do you think Nassim Richardson should have stopped that fight, the Shane Mosley fight, after 10 rounds? I thought that, the beating that Shane took last night was one of those beatings where you see him 10 years later and he can't talk and he can't tie his shoes. And people don't realize, Jeff, people just don't realize, especially fight fans, people that tune in, the squares, I call them, when they tune into TV and they see these guys take these horrific beatings and they're going, ooh, ah, this and that back and forth, that the residual effects of professional boxing don't go away. It's not like catching a cold. It's not like catching a cold. The cold's going to leave.
No, and you're 100% right. I mean, I think that, of course, he could have stopped the fight a little earlier. But at the same time, it's one of those situations in which, Shane is a very proud champion. So a lot of times when you have a proud champion, has a legacy of at least not being stopped, you go ahead and let him proceed.
You know what?
And Shane probably feel justified and feel, honored that he wasn't stopped, because that can always be his claim to fame.
You let it be his claim to fame, but, if I look at guys like Bobby Chacon and Muhammad Ali and people like that, and there's other guys I can mention and I won't, because I don't want to bring them down. But when I look at guys like that, Hector Camacho, and guys that were super articulate at one point in time, guys that were able to entertain you in post-fight interviews, and now they can barely talk, mumble, and that kind of stuff, it's just not worth it in my mind. It's just not. I mean, the ability to not be stopped. I was never stopped. Well, big deal, you were never stopped. But look at you now. You got to have somebody else tie, you got to have somebody tie your own shoes. You're like 47 years old and some guy's tying your shoes for you.
Exactly.
So anyway, the best of luck with Celestino in his next fight. When's that fight with Garcia going to take place?
I think it's the tentative date is the 26th of July. Okay. Possibly in Panama or Las Vegas, but I think Las Vegas is going to get denied.
Okay, now here's what I've been saying. I've been saying this for a long time, and last night it proved me out again. And if I'm wrong, Jeff Mayweather, tell me if I'm wrong. But I think that if Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao were to fight, I think the Las Vegas police should arrest Floyd Mayweather afterwards for domestic violence.
I think it's one of those situations in which, Floyd proved that size doesn't really mean anything. I mean, Floyd actually came down 147 come fight time, and Conor was probably as high as 64 to 68 come fight time.
Yeah.
And so it just shows that, at the end of the day, it's your skills that win fight. Because Floyd, like I said, has never really been 154 pounder anyway, but just because he's so, so dynamic as a fighter, and knows the game so well, he can to his high weight class and still get the job done.
Okay, last question for you. The middleweight champion, Sergio Martinez, that's a little too big for Floyd, don't you think?
I've always said that from day one, that, this guy's he's trying to pick on Floyd and Manny and everyone else. I mean, but he got a weight class that, you know, I mean, you're talking about these guys that are coming from 47. You want to fight them at 160, but you got guys at 168 that, I mean, that's real competition. It also is a big money fight. So why aren't you calling the next guy? Why aren't you calling the guys at 168 pounds? I mean, you're coming from 180 pounds to make 160.
Anyway, Jeff, I got to let you run. I thank you so much for your time, man. Peace and respect. I will talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you.
The great Jeff Mayweather, folks. Great personality, great person, great trainer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Next up, King Kyle Kingsbury. We'll talk about the UFC last night on Fox TV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does! Belfort with the hands up. Detroit Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Detroit Belfort.
Hey! Got to pay back.
The big payback, JB, James Brown. Got to meet the Godfather of Soul one day when I was with Tower of Power over in Oakland, California at the Paramount Theater. Quite an act, quite a character, quite a showman. May he rest in peace. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Last night, Nate Diaz escaped the shadow of his brother Nick Diaz with a win in the second round with a guillotine choke over Jim Miller. It was an exciting fight for as long as it lasted, but you know, Diaz is the real deal, I think, no question about that. Now he's like 16-7. Diaz, Miller loses for the second time. And on the same card, Josh Koscheck was a loser, and that was a little bit of a surprise to me, to Johnny Hendricks. But Hendricks, an up-and-comer, had only lost one fight coming in, I believe, so I guess he was a slight favorite. But, you know, Koscheck has started to look on the decline the past couple of fights after losing twice to Georges St. Pierre, the world welterweight champion. Right now is, of course, idle because of a torn ACL, a repaired ACL right now, so he's getting his act back together, and he probably won't fight again until June. Some pretty good fights on UFC on Fox last night. I think the show was a great success. I think that, you know, of all the Fox shows thus far, I mean, I thought this one here delivered as far as the people were concerned. I mean, most people I talked to this morning on the way in from the studio, talking to them on the cell phone, they were saying to me they were enamored. They thought the card was fantastic. Some of them even watched the fights on Fuel TV and the prelims on Fuel TV and Facebook. So it was like 8 or 9 hours of UFC yesterday on TV, and people got off on it. It's the fastest growing sport in the world, no question about that. And we'll bring in the guy that'll be a part of UFC 146 on May 26th. I'm talking about my buddy King Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, Triple K? Kyle, how are you,
my Pedro?
How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Good. How's training going?
It's going awesome, man. We've got a great camp. A lot of big guys at AK are all getting ready for big fights, so it's good time to be training.
Tell people what AK stands for.
American Kickboxing Academy.
And that's down there where, in Milpitas?
San Jose, California.
All right. Now, is Cain Velasquez going to be on that card?
That's right. Cain will be fighting a co-main event against Bigfoot Silva.
So I guess Frank Mir has moved up to the heavyweight championship now. Now, was that a good move in suspending Alistair Overeem for coming in at 14-1 as far as his T level, his testosterone level is concerned? Is that a fair move to suspend him for 9 months to a year?
I think it's a fair move. I mean, if you're going to do a random drug test and a guy shows up with, you know, completely elevated levels, you got to do some kind of suspension. I mean, if they don't, what kind of message does that send if they weren't going to suspend him? You know, if they were just going to try to bend the rules, so they'd get that heavyweight main event they wanted, you know?
You know, speaking of T levels, what do you think Chris Benoit's testosterone level was when he died, when they did the autopsy on him? What do you think? Take a guess. What do you think it was? If Overeem was at 14-1 and the level cutoff was between 4 and 6-1, what do you think Chris Benoit's was?
I don't know. 50-1, 100-1?
49-1.
Wow.
I mean, and you wonder why the guy freaked out and killed his family and then killed himself? Holy cow. I mean, this guy was an accident waiting to happen. So tell me about this guy you're going to fight. Is it Glover Teixeira? Is that the way I'm saying it?
Glover Teixeira.
Teixeira, 17-2 out of Brazil. How are you preparing for this guy, and what are you really working on?
Well, going against Glover, I mean, you're talking about a guy whose only two losses were in his first four fights. So he's on a 15-fight win streak. He's finishing everyone. You know, he's only not finished, I think, one time in his last 15 wins. So he's you know, it's his first fight in the UFC, but he's definitely game. He's definitely one of the toughest guys I've ever faced. I think going into this camp, the main thing for me was fixing the holes in my game from my last fight. You know, nobody wants to lose the same way twice. And Bonner really, you know, gave a detailed blueprint on how to beat me. So we had to fix the ground game. We had to be able to get back to my feet. We changed my stance completely. I'm much lower now. I'm still able to get good striking, but I have much better takedown defense. So just a lot of little things like that that we've been working for the last 10 weeks are really starting to show now in my training.
Okay. Let's go back to UFC 146 and the main event. Of course, you'll be on that card. That'll be on pay-per-view. Where's that going to come from, Las Vegas?
Yeah, they'll be at the MGM Grand.
MGM Grand, the Grand Garden Arena, May 26th, UFC 146 on pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock out here on the West Coast for the main card. Of course, the earlier card, I haven't figured out whether it'll be on Fox or FX TV or Fuel TV or Facebook. We'll figure those things out as the fight's near, and they're coming up here in just a couple of weeks. The main event, Frank Mir and Junior Dos Santos. Dos Santos, probably the best stand-up heavyweight in the world of mixed martial arts. Frank Mir, probably one of the best all-around balanced heavyweights in the world of MMA. How do you see that fight going?
I give it to Dos Santos. I don't think Mir can stand with him. And Mir doesn't come from a wrestling background, so even though he has much improved wrestling, and obviously his size has allowed him to get better in the takedowns from the clinch and things like that, I think Dos Santos is just going to be too much for him on the feet, and it's going to force him to rush his takedowns and not really set things up in terms of the wrestling aspect. So, and you know, as that happens, those skills tend to decline, you know, and you can, if you're telegraphing a takedown, it's pretty easy to defend. And I think Dos Santos, with his footwork and amazing hands, is going to be able to keep it on the feet.
Okay, 1 week before you get it on in Las Vegas at UFC 146, Strikeforce, the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship, is going down at the HP Pavilion. Of course, that's in San Jose, California, down there where you reside. 36-5, Josh Barnett taking on Daniel Cormier, 15-0. I had Josh in the studio a few weeks ago, and he seems very confident, and, you know, Scott Coker is here with him as well, the founder of the Strikeforce MMA organization. But, you know, I mean, I look at this fight. I've watched some film clips of Cormier coming in. Of course, he's undefeated, but I'm leaning towards Josh Barnett here. What do you think?
Well, I think the only reason you're leaning towards Barnett is because you had him in the studio.
No. That's a good, no. I'm not a homer. I'm not a homo or a homer. So you can't accuse me of that one. But the bottom line was, you think Cormier is going to win this one? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I am a homer, as you know, and I'll tell the world that I'm pulling for my teammates. Obviously, I train with Daniel Cormier at American Kickboxing Academy, so I got to pull for him.
Okay.
But the way I break it down is simple. Cormier has knockout power, and he can finish fights. And you see him drop Bigfoot Silva like a bad habit, and that guy has a skull made out of granite. You know, he's a big dude, and
he's a gorilla.
Cormier is just, he's doing things that a lot of people didn't expect him to do. He comes from the Olympic-level wrestling background, and it's expected he's going to take guys down and lay on them and grind out wins. But you saw the fight with Jeff Monson, who's not a terrific stand-up guy, obviously. We know that. But he just looks so fluid and smooth on his feet, Cormier did against him. And he just keeps continuing to improve each camp. And I've been working with him this whole camp. I see big improvements from him. I know where his wrestling's at. I know where his submission defense is at. And I also know what kind of power he has. So I see all kinds of ways for him to win this fight, and I don't see many ways that Josh Barnett can win this fight.
You know, in boxing, you can have gym wars, and we used to have them. I mean, when guys would spar hard with the bigger gloves on and the headgear and this and that. How do you simulate striking somebody with elbows and things like that in an MMA workout? Do you use pads? I mean, do you actually do that in sparring? What do you do?
We don't do any elbows in sparring. You know, you work elbow offense on a dummy bag, that kind of thing. But the reality of it is, if you're on your back eating elbows, you're either gassed or you don't know how to get up. You shouldn't be, you know, in that position. I look at a guy like Daniel; he's not going to be on his back for long, even if he gets put there. But you know, just looking back on Barnett, when he had Gilbert Ivel on his back, who's not a terrific ground guy, he had him in full mount for probably 12 minutes of a 15-minute fight and couldn't finish him. So if Gilbert could do that, I look at a guy like Daniel with his incredible athleticism, explosiveness, and the fact that he's so short and compact and strong at 240, he's not going to be on his back for long, even if he wound up there, which I don't see happening.
All right, John Jones last week went undefeated. I take that back. Lost one fight, and that was on illegal strikes. Was a disqualification against Matt Hamill. Well, essentially, he's undefeated unless he beat the one fight he beat himself. But he beat Rashad Evans over five rounds, five pretty one-sided rounds. Did you think he sort of took it light on his ex-buddy there? I was sort of figuring he could have put more fire into that fight, and he didn't.
I think on some level he was taking it light, but I think more than him taking it light because they used to be friends, I think he was maybe a little cautious. You know, he had some respect for Rashad where he didn't necessarily need to. And as you saw as the fight progressed, he started to do some more of his characteristic wild stuff, you know, reaching in with both hands to throw the elbows, things like that, as he began to feel more comfortable. But Rashad has a nasty right hand. He landed it a few times, and I think although it didn't wobble Jones, it made him respect him. You know, it made him a little nervous, and that's why you see Jones staying cautious throughout the fight.
Okay, Tito Ortiz, formerly the Huntington Beach bad boy, now he wants to call himself the People's Champion because he's reformed. He's no longer the obnoxious one he said he used to be, although he's still Tito to me. He's going to take on Forrest Griffin. That'll be July 7th in Las Vegas. Of course, that's part of that UFC Fan Expo weekend, July 6th and 7th in Las Vegas. Who's going to win that fight? These guys have fought before. Who's going to win this fight, Tito Ortiz or Forrest Griffin?
Well, I'd love to say Forrest. You've got the same management. I really like Forrest. I think he's going to win the fight if I had to put money on it. But, you know, I counted out Tito once before in a retirement match when he fought my buddy Ryan Bader. And the guy just came out and brought it. So if you got a healthy Tito coming in and he's fighting and he thinks it's his final call, I expect to see the very best Tito we've ever seen. And if that's the case, he can beat anybody. You know, it's going to be a close one. I really do think it's a coin toss.
All right, Saturday night on a Fox 3, of course, it was UFC 3 on Fox TV. It was on free TV from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time, 8 to 11 on the East Coast. Nate Diaz, I said he escaped the shadow of his brother Nick Diaz with this guillotine choke win of 409 in the second round of Jim Miller. Give me your assessment of his performance.
It was beautiful. We sat in a house full of fighters, and we pretty much had a split house on who everyone thought was going to win. I was super impressed with Nate's last performance. You know, he just really started to, you know, impress me with his boxing. He looked a lot more like Nick, much more fluid stand-up. And, you know, we all determined basically the fight would come down to can he keep it on the feet or not, or can he threaten the submission defenses when he goes down. And he really did. I mean, he threatened stuff when Jim went in for takedowns. And he kept it standing a lot longer than anybody there thought it was going to. So really, really impressed with him and the way he performed. And just you see as his comfort level comes in, obviously he starts to do the Diaz classic gesturing and things like that and really get the crowd into it. But he's something special. He's got a lot of reach. He's very long and tall for that weight class, and it's hard to deal with for anybody. And you know, to finish a guy like Jim Miller, that's no joke. He's definitely up there with you know, the top three, four guys in the world in that weight class.
Okay, less than a minute. Is LeVar Johnson, is he ready for top guys now after beating Pat Barry last night?
You know, that remains to be seen. I thought it was a little odd that LeVar got on Fox's main card after one win in the UFC. But he's got two knockout of the nights now, and he continues to improve. And just when you think he's going to gasp because he's so big, he just keeps going. So if he's got that kind of gas tank with that size, he might be able to beat anybody. I think you continue to just raise him up the ladder, you know, maybe a Czech Congo, Mark Hunt, something like that, and you got another blockbuster fight.
Okay. Now, are you going to be at the May 19th card, the Strike Force card in San Jose, before you go off to Vegas, or will you be in Vegas by then?
No, I most definitely will be at the Strike Force card.
Well, I'll see you at the Strike Force card, man. Best of luck to you and your girlfriend, and I will talk to you real soon, Kyle. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks very much, Pedro. How's it going, brother?
The great one, King Kyle Kingsbury, folks. Light heavyweight contender, part of the UFC main card, UFC 146, May 26th, live on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen to the sounds of East Bay Soul, my man Greg Adams. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Armed Forces Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
The guitar there on my buddy Jeff Tamalier of Pleasant Hill, California. Jeff, hope you're listening and having a good time. There are multiple replays of this show, of course. You can catch it at the Sports Byline website, sportsbyline.com. Podcasts are available at ringtalk.com. Our previous shows are available at ringtalk.com and stitcher.com. So you've got all kinds of platforms in which you can watch the show or listen to the show again at a later date. But the bottom line is we rock and roll every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Facebook.com/RinkTalk. Hit the Ustream button for live video. And, of course, we go live worldwide on the Internet. Now, that's Saturday mornings from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's 2 hours. And then again, on Sunday, we have the wrap-up show where we wrap up the entire weekend as far as the results are concerned and preview the upcoming week. And that's 11 a.m. Pacific time as well on Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, I hear my buddy Lenny Williams, who I spent last night with watching the Mayweather-Cotto fight. I want to thank him and his lovely wife for being so gracious hosts up there in Fairfield, California. Had a heck of a time. Ben Batista was there. We had a wonderful time. Just can't say enough. I want to thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy. Without him, I wouldn't be much. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, check out my website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com.